Sound, presented by Banks, a podcast for cannabis professionals. According to the National Center for PTSD, about 11 to 20 of every 100 veterans who served in Operation Iraqi Freedom or Operation Enduring Freedom have PTSD in a given year. I wanted to talk with one of those veterans diagnosed with PTSD, and thus I was introduced to Sean Azzariti.
My name is Sean Azzariti. I am a Marine Corps veteran. I run an extraction facility here in Denver, Colorado.
If Sean's name sounds familiar to you, it's because on January 1st, 2014, he became the first person to purchase legal recreational cannabis in the United States. I'm Hannah Holmgren, and you're listening to Seed to Sound.
It was definitely the craziest day of my life. I wasn't expecting there to be as many people there that there were. The entire room was just packed full of media and cameras. It was, you couldn't move. It was an absolute just crazy scene. And I definitely wasn't expecting it. I knew it was going to be somewhat of a big deal, but I wasn't expecting it to be as big of a deal that it was. And as somebody with PTSD, I definitely wouldn't suggest anybody putting themselves out there like that, because I really wasn't ready for the amount of coverage that it was going to get, and just for how long. I was answering phone calls and emails for 2-3 months after, almost every day.
Now, you served two tours in Iraq as part of the U.S. Marine Corps. As is not atypical for members of the military after serving, you were diagnosed with PTSD. What made you first turn to cannabis as an option for treatment?
So I actually was very fortunate. I moved to Colorado in 2006, so I was right on the cusp of the medical boom. People were still, it was still a lot of people growing here, so it was easy to get my hands on cannabis. And I was starting to be prescribed just obscene amounts of prescription pills, just from the VA. It was just Xanax and Klonopin and Seroquel and just cocktails that were making me pretty much a useless human. And at that time, there wasn't really a lot of information out there about PTSD and marijuana. Luckily, I had a couple of friends who said, hey, you should maybe try this. So I slowly started to incorporate cannabis into my treatment, as well as doing assisted therapy. I was going to therapy 5 days a week. That was basically my job for a solid 6 months, was just to try and get myself right, get off of any of the medications that I was being prescribed, and just utilizing cannabis when I needed it to treat my PTSD and become a functioning human again. I mean, honestly, it was bad for a while, and I don't think I would be sitting here talking to you if I wasn't in Colorado at the right place and the right time. So that's why I do a lot of the advocating that I do now, is because it saved my life. And I'd like to, not just veterans, just any person who suffers and can utilize cannabis to help them, they should have that right. They should be able to utilize that. And so that's why I continue to advocate and fight for everyone's right to, you know, have safe access to cannabis.
Sean used his sudden cannabis industry fame and his existing knowledge of the industry to become an advocate for cannabis use for veterans. So now you've touched on it a little bit, but if you wouldn't mind going into more detail, tell me about the work that you've done as an advocate for cannabis accessibility for veterans.
Sure. Well, I just started out by just talking to people, you know, just saying, hey, I'm a veteran and this is something that's helped me. This is how I've utilized it to help me with my PTSD. And just to go back to the right place, right time, I had a friend of a friend that knew Mason Tvert. If you're familiar with him, he
yes.
is, you know, basically the one of the main guys behind Amendment 64 passing. And I was able to link up with him and tell him my story and how cannabis has helped me. And he actually gave me a really good platform. He gave me speaking events, and I actually worked on the Amendment 64 campaign. I did a commercial that aired all over the state asking people to vote yes on Amendment 64, because cannabis wasn't a qualifying ailment to obtain your medical because PTSD wasn't a qualifying ailment to obtain your medical marijuana card until recently. So I've worked on that as well. We lobbied for 5 years to have it added, and it was finally added to the qualifying ailments. I've been fortunate enough to go to Washington, D.C. to lobby Congress with other veterans. We lobbied for the CARES Act, and we were fortunate enough to be followed around by Vice for the week.
Wow.
So, yeah, they did a piece, which was great. It was great coverage. And I worked with a organization called the Weed for Warriors Project, mm-hmm. which supplied veterans with free or very low cost marijuana to treat anything that they were, you know, traumatic brain injury, PTSD, pain. They're a great organization. So Just some of the stuff that I've done. Like, I've been on different panels for the High Times Cannabis Cup, and just anything that I can do to spread the word out there and let people know, hey, this is something that can actually help people, and it's not just a reason to get stoned. I'll usually do it.
One of the things that really struck me when I was researching for this episode, and even more so when Sean and I started talking, was how many vets reached out to Sean to ask his advice. They opened themselves up to him by telling him their stories and about their struggles. Sean has been a beacon in this industry for vets looking for another course of treatment.
That was part of the influx of people. You know, I went from 100-something Facebook friends to I couldn't add anymore very quickly. And I didn't know that there was an other inbox in my Facebook, too. And I didn't check that for a few months. And there was 200-300 messages from people in there.
Wow.
And I did my best to reply to every single one. And I've had a lot of veterans and veterans' families that have reached out and say, hey, thanks for doing what you do. Like this, my dad was a Vietnam veteran. This is something that could really have helped him. So we really appreciate it. And I've done a lot of stuff in other states to try and get people involved, you know, because it's, like I said, we're lucky. We live in Colorado. And even though it wasn't medically accessible for PTSD, we still were able to get our hands on it. And a lot of people in states outside of here don't even have that. They have to live in fear of, if I get caught with this, you know, I could lose a lot. You know, I could go to jail. I could potentially lose VA benefits. You know, there's a lot of people out there that the stigma is still real. So any veteran or anybody that reaches out to me, I'll do whatever I can to at least reply back and give them the best advice that I can.
According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, quote unquote, as long as the FDA classifies marijuana as a Schedule I narcotic, VA healthcare providers may not recommend it or assist veterans to obtain it. The VA does insist that veterans will not be denied VA benefits because of marijuana use, and that in fact veterans are encouraged to discuss marijuana use with their VA providers. Why is it important that veterans have easier access to medical cannabis?
Well, like I said, everybody's different. So everybody should be able to treat their PTSD or whatever they're dealing with in their own way. If prescription pills works for somebody and cannabis doesn't, then do that. You know, but you should have the option and the right to be able to try to utilize cannabis. And if it works for you, it works for you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But it's just having the right to do it. If everybody had the safe access to cannabis, then they wouldn't have that stigma around it where they would be worried about getting caught or worried about potentially losing benefits or anything like that. So I think it's very important. And like I said, I don't think it's going to work for everyone, but there's a lot of people out there that it definitely could work for, and it's a safer alternative than eating prescription pills all day.
Thanks to people like Sean sharing their story, the stigma associated with PTSD and the stigmas associated with PTSD and cannabis use are dwindling. So what does the future look like for Sean Azzariti?
You know, hopefully pretty bright. I've been working in the cannabis industry for a long time, and I love it. I want to continue to grow with it. It's definitely had its trials and tribulations and its growing pains. And I've seen a lot of people come and a lot of people go throughout the industry. And it's not always the easiest, you know, choice to make to work here, but I love it. And I want to continue to work in the cannabis industry. I love doing extractions and just being in a lab in general. So, you know, hopefully it's pretty bright and I can continue to grow with this industry.
Now, this is a question we ask all of our guests on Seed to Sound. What is the biggest myth about cannabis or the industry that you'd like to dispel?
I would say the biggest myth is that we're all just kind of hey dude stoners, you know, that we're all lazy and we're just like, oh, I just want to get high all day, which is great because I love getting high and it really helps me and it's awesome. But on the other side of that coin, you know, I work 50 hours a week and not everybody that utilizes cannabis is just a lazy stoner. And,
right.
And that's a stigma that I think is starting to go away as more and more states become legal. But, you know, that's always been the one that stuck out the most to me because I definitely am a stoner, but, you know, I'm very productive. And I think without cannabis, I would be in a lot worse place and I would probably, you know, not be as successful as I am right now, which is, I think it's helped me more than anything. So I'd like people to know that for sure.
Now we're going to do our rapid fire question round. We've only done this once before. I thought it went really well.
Okay.
Well, we're going to see how it goes today. All right. And let's start. What's your current favorite TV show or movie?
You know, I always say Larry David's my spirit animal, so I'll probably have to go with Curb Your Enthusiasm as my favorite TV show. Movie, you know, I haven't really... I just saw a really good documentary about Trey Anastasio, the guitarist for Phish, my favorite band. So that's probably my favorite movie currently. I just saw that in theaters last week.
Cool. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
I mean, I'd say a 10, but it depends. I actually consider myself a very good driver.
All right. So. I believe you. I've never been in a car with you, but yeah. I believe you. What's the place you most want to travel?
Fiji.
Nice. Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Definitely not.
Thank God. Do you prefer to give presents or to get them?
I mean, I'd like to say that I prefer to give them, but who doesn't want, like, getting a present?
Hell yeah, be selfish. coffee or tea?
So I actually just switched to tea during the week and coffee on the weekend, so I'm going to have to go with tea.
Very nice. All right, we got through 6 questions in a minute.
Cool. Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Sean. Yes, this was a blast.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. I really appreciate it, and thanks to everybody who's listening right now.
Seed to Sound, presented by Vangst, a podcast for cannabis professionals. Produced by Hannah Holmgren, music by Tyson Weigel. For more information, visit Vangst.com.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Season 1 of Dope History is now available at dopehistory.com. Dope History weaves you through the lives of those who have been touched by cannabis or have had an influence on the events that shaped our laws or relationships with this plant. You'll hear tales from Frenchie Cannoli, Keith Strop, Eddie Lepp, Tom Alexander, Ed Rosenthal, Wolf Seagull, Jorge Cervantes, and Tommy Chong. Available now at dopehistory.com.